All right, let's catch up on the world of cycling now. Noel Sen, Sen's Jewellers, Hargraves Mall, is with us. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, first up, the Giro d'Italia, and local boy in it doing pretty good.
Chris Hamilton's in it, Robbo and Steve, from Kennington and Bendigo. He's doing a very good job here in the Giro d'Italia. I'm actually watching it on the telly right now, last night's, or yesterday's racing's being broadcast now. And it's absolutely teeming rain, and the motorbike's struggling to stay with the riders as they go down the hill. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, well, we wish him continued success. He's a good lad, good rider too.
Yeah, for sure.
How did the Grafton to Inverell race happen last week, and how did it go?
Yeah, really interesting race. They put it a week after the Melbourne to Warrnambool, try and run them in conjunction, the two longest races in the nation. It was 228 kilometres, and young guy from Bendigo, Patrick Eddy, who we talk about a lot, did a really good job in 12th place. Pat was only 50 seconds off the leader.
Wow.
Or the guy who won it, a young guy called Rudy Porter. So Pat Eddy, 12th. Tasman Nankervis, 27th. And young Spencer Evans, Alexander Evans' younger brother, he's only 18, having his first NRS ride. He finished in 48th. But he was only a minute off the leader. So a lot of the Bendigo riders doing very well in that. And, of course, they also had a women's race up that way, and it was called Gibraltar to Inverell, over 128 k's, and our own Peter Mullins got third.
Terrific. She's a gun, that girl, isn't she?
Oh, every week we mention her, don't we, guys?
Yeah, we certainly do. All righty. Hey, listen, talking of female riders too, before we go into a couple of local things, I wanted to touch on the fact that you sent me a very interesting article during the week about the inequity between what men get paid and women paid in pro cycling, to the point where, you know, a champion pro cyclist in America ended up homeless because she couldn't make enough to find a place to live.
Yeah, well, she did, but that might have been a slight exaggeration. That was her own choice, I think. Yeah, that was a very sad story, that. She was an Olympic gold medalist and world champion, and she's still homeless. But no, it's a huge disparity in wages, guys. Absolutely massive. There's only a couple of riders in the women's cycling that earn over 150,000 euro, which is a lot of money. And one of them is Annemiek van Vleuten, the world champion, the Dutch girl. She used to ride for the Australian team Bike Exchange. And she went to a movie star, and they've doubled her salary in one whack. So she might be on like a quarter of a million euro. But not many of the girls get much at all, honestly. It's amazing. I did some stats for you, Robbo and Steve. 45% of the women have to buy their own equipment.
Oh, God.
That's amazing. 25% of the women cycling peloton earn zero, not even a dollar.
Wow.
25% earn 30,000 euro, and not too many earn over 150,000.
Which, you
it's
know,
amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, there was another story there too, you know, about an Australian rider, and, you know, she's a doctor, could be earning, you know, heaps, but during her career, again, you know, for the love of cycling, basically had to do it for, you know, next to nothing in real terms and certainly by comparison.
Yeah, that was really sad too. There's only a couple of big teams that pay the same as the men. One of them's the Australian team, Bike Exchange Scott. And the Trek Segafredo Freighter team in America, they're the only teams that actually paid an equal pay rate with their male riders.
Yeah.
And the rest of the teams, there's a huge difference in riding. And as I said, 45% have to buy their own gear.
I know, that's ridiculous.
So not good. It was actually, I've heard of instances, we maybe have to talk to Peter Mullins about this, because she's probably the only professional women cyclist that Bendigo's ever had that's actually earned money in cycling. But I would say there would be girls in Europe who pay their own money to race. They actually pay to race, I would reckon.
Yeah.
Guarantee that would come out.
Yeah, amazing.
Got to sort that out, haven't we, really? Now, there's a junior tour was held in Ballarat, and how did that go?
Oh, Ballarat. No, it was Ararat.
Oh, sorry. Ararat. Oh, sorry. That's my typing.
Robbo's throwing you under the bus. They'll be ringing
you. He did it on purpose, I'm sure.
Yeah. It was the Ararat Junior Tour, and we had a couple of close finishes there. In the under 17,
losing you there, Noel. Just step to one side or something. We're losing you there for a second. Go on again.
Sorry, Robbo. The Ararat, the under 17 men, Jamie Coles was second, and the under 17 women, Lilith Jones was second, and Belinda Bailey was third overall. And every Benji rode very well in that. It was actually Arrow, it's a very hilly area,
yep.
And a really good tour for the juniors.
Terrific. All right, the phone seems a bit better now. So finally, some local stuff coming up this weekend.
Yep, this Sunday, Bendigo District Cycling Club have a race on Sunday to Melville Caves, starting out at Woodstock all the way to Melville Caves. I'm sure I told you, Robbo, you've got to go up there on a picnic and check out Melville Caves, a beautiful little mountainous climb up in the middle of the hills up there in the granitic rocks.
Yep, sounds lovely.
It's too heavy to carry the wine bottles, though.
Yeah, do a cycling tour up, they'd have to have those little saddlebags on the back with a bit of a clink, clink. Oh, here comes Robbo. Hey, where's Robbo? There he is. Yeah. Oh, dear. Hey, Noel, always good to chat, and look forward to more news coming out of Ballarat or Ballarat or somewhere anyway that sounds like a rat on the end of it. So have yourself a great week, and we'll talk next week.